Governor Sarah Palin and the Alaska Republican Party are calling for Senator Mark Begich to step down. They say his election win in November was influenced by the guilty verdict in the Ted Stevens case, a verdict that will soon be thrown out. But as APRN's Libby Casey reports, Begich has no plans to give up his seat.
Republican Party Chair Randy Riedrich says Senator Begich's election win was tainted by the Stevens verdict. Stevens was convicted just 1 week before last fall's Senate race, which he lost by fewer than 4,000 votes. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder called for Stevens' conviction to be thrown out and the charges to be dropped because of misconduct by prosecutors. However, the fact that Stevens is 85 years old and no longer a public servant in the Senate likely factored into Holder's decision not to pursue a new trial. Riedrich says, even so, he wants to see Begich resign so a special election can be called.
I would like to see him elected on a fair playing field. We can do this over without the pall of a conviction that has been now deemed to be improper over the election.
Governor Sarah Palin said in an email to APRN that she agrees. She said many voters did not choose Stevens because they were told he was guilty. She wrote that she'd like to see an election free from, quote, improper influence, and said she, quote, can't imagine how Mark Begich could argue that. But the Republican Party can't force a special election. Shelley Groudon with the Division of Elections explains.
The way the state law reads is a candidate or any person who requested a recount and believed there was an error in the recount could then appeal to court. That doesn't apply in this situation. There was no recount in that race.
Senator Begich has no intention of stepping down. His office says the senator is honored to serve for the next 6 years and work on issues like fixing the economy. Spokeswoman Julie Haskett.
Senator Begich got into the Senate race long before Senator Stevens' legal troubles began because Alaskans were looking for a change and a senator as independent as Alaska.
The Alaska Democratic Party says the call for Begich to resign is outrageous. Communications Director Kay Brown says Begich didn't take advantage of Stevens' legal troubles and did not focus on them during the campaign.
Mark never made an issue of that, and that was not what he was fundamentally offering. He was offering new leadership, better ideas, and an opportunity for Alaskans to have a seat at the Democratic table in Congress and in the new administration.
The National Democratic Party did run ads in Alaska during the campaign referring to Stevens' indictment. In Washington, sympathy for Stevens is running high. Democratic Senator Carl Levin from Michigan says it's sad Stevens was caught up in a defective prosecution. But Levin says that's not Senator Begich's fault. He says Begich should not step down and has nothing to apologize for.
There's nothing for him to make amends for. He ran for office not for anything other than his own capabilities and his own experience as a mayor, so he's got nothing to make amends for. As the prosecutors do in the Department of Justice, and that was under a Republican administration, by the way, so maybe they should call for the for President Bush or whoever was in the Justice Department that he appointed to be making amends, but there's nothing for Senator Begich to be making amends for.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski responded with a statement saying that in light of Wednesday's bombshell from the Justice Department, many people, quote, wish we could turn the clock back to November. Unfortunately, that is not an option. One of Ted Stevens' most ardent supporters, Alaska Congressman Don Young, says there is no point in asking Begich to step down.
Senator Begich, in all due respects, won the race. And I'm not going to take a position. People are going to be asking him to do things. But, you know, there's no other recourse than what he's already done. He's taken the oath of office. And, you know, he's now the new senator. I don't see any real constructive other than a lot of noise that would come out of trying to say, well, he ought to resign or something like that. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Congressman Young says it's a shame Alaska lost Stevens as a senator and does blame the conviction for his loss. Young says he'd like to see Stevens return to politics, but perhaps in a different role.
Personally, I'd like to see him run for governor. And that's my personal feeling. And so we'll see what happens down the line. He probably won't, but I think that would be a great way to cap off a great career as being the governor of the state of Alaska.
The governor's seat will be up for election next year. At this point, Ted Stevens is not talking to reporters. He will appear in public next Tuesday when he attends a Washington court hearing to throw out his convictions. In Washington, with help from Rosemary Alexander, I'm Libby Casey.